Welcome to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. The show that keeps you updated with what's happening in the world of royalty, from the British royal family through to the aristocracy, and current events from around the royal world.
Hello, and welcome to Right Royal Roundup. I'm Carolyn Cash, and coming up later on today's show, the Belgian royal visit to South Korea, a royal divorce, but it's not the one you think, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge attend the St. Patrick's Day parade, some advice if you're planning to send a baby gift to Harry and Meghan, and King Willem Alexander and Queen Maxima issue a statement following a terrorist attack in Utrecht, so stay tuned.
Visit Right Royal Roundup on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup. Or you can check out our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.
The Belgian monarchy has announced that King Philippe and Queen Mathilde will be making a historic visit to South Korea from the 24th to the 28th of March 2019. President Moon Jae-in extended the invitation to the royal couple to visit the Republic of Korea. King Philippe will be the first royal guest from a European nation to visit since the president's inauguration in 2017. However, according to President Moon's official office, Jianghua Dai, Philippe visited Seoul four times when he was the crown prince. President Moon will meet with King Philippe for a summit on Tuesday, the 26th of March, and host a state dinner late that evening for his royal guests. The focus will be on historic and academic ties, innovation and the economy, social challenges, culture and sport since the formation of their bilateral ties in 1991. King Baudouin last visited South Korea 27 years ago in October 1992. However, the South Koreans are expecting another royal visit later this year. Crown Prince Frederick and Crown Princess Mary will be making an official visit from the 20th to the 22nd of May to strengthen diplomatic ties between Denmark and South Korea.
For any royal information heard on today's show, check us out at rightroyalroundup.com.au.
A couple of women's magazines are claiming that Harry and Meghan are heading towards divorce. In fact, it is actually Lady Davina Windsor, who married New Zealander Gary Lewis, who is getting a divorce after 14 years of marriage. Buckingham Palace has issued a short statement saying, quote, Lady Davina and Gary Lewis were divorced last year, end of quote. Lady Davina is the eldest daughter of Queen Elizabeth's first cousin, Prince Richard, the Duke of Gloucester, and his Danish-born wife, Birgit, Duchess of Gloucester. She is currently 30th in the line of succession to the British throne. Lady Davina first met Gary Lewis during a holiday to Bali in 2000, and they married on the 31st of July 2004 in the private chapel at Kensington Palace, her childhood home. Family and close friends were invited. The Duke and Duchess of Gloucester and Lady Davina's older brother and younger sister were the only members of the royal family who were present. He is said to be the first person of Maori descent to marry into the British royal family. They lived in Auckland and, according to reports, led a rather low-key life. They have two children, a daughter Sena Kohai and a son Tane Mahuta. Lady Davina attends family events, including royal weddings, and has appeared on the balcony at Buckingham Palace with her cousins, Princes William and Harry.
On Right Royal Roundup, time now for a British royal family update. News and views from Buckingham Palace.
The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge presented Shamrock to the Irish Guards at Cavalry Barracks at Hounslow on St. Patrick's Day, the 17th of March 2019. Two little girls in pale blue coats presented flowers to the Duchess upon arrival. About 350 soldiers, led by their mascot, the Irish wolfhound Domhnall, marched onto the parade square. This time, the Duke and Duchess led a minute's silence to pay their respects to the New Zealand terror attack victims in Christchurch, who were gunned down in two mosques on Friday, the 15th of March. The Duke and Duchess later posed for a group photograph with the battalion. Afterwards, the royal couple joined the Irish Guards to drink the traditional pint of Guinness, although the Duchess was seen drinking the Irish beer from a smaller glass. Queen Victoria issued orders to found the regiment in 1901 and has been traditionally presided over by a woman. The Irish Guards, serving British conflicts overseas, as well as serving in ceremonial and public duties at Buckingham Palace, Windsor Castle, St James's Palace and the Tower of London. Troops are currently deployed in Kenya, Jordan and Uganda, with missions planned for South Sudan and Iraq.
Visit Right Royal Roundup on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup. Or you can check out our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.
So you're planning to send a gift to Harry and Meghan after the birth of their first baby? If so, maybe you should listen to this for some advice. It's okay if you're one of Harry and Meghan's relatives or friends, especially their inner circle, including the celebrities who hosted Meghan's recent baby shower in New York. According to Time magazine, royal commentator Victoria Arbiter has said members of the royal family cannot accept unsolicited gifts from members of the general public. Victoria Arbiter also says the parcel will be sent back to the sender with a note from their office, not from Harry and Meghan. If there is no return address, the gift will be donated to a local charity or hospital. Same goes if you're a brand or a baby products company. They will be either sent back or donated, according to Victoria Arbiter, as the royal family, quote, don't want to be walking billboards, end of quote. It was said the Duchess of Cambridge had followed this protocol when her three children were born. Safety, including the royal mail room, is a priority when it comes to public figures like members of the royal family, not to mention the huge cost of postage when sending it from countries like Australia or New Zealand. So we suggest saving your money and send a nice card instead. Victoria Arbiter also says, quote, if people send cards congratulating them on the baby, they will get a reply at some stage. It may take some time, but they will get a reply, and it's a nice way to show their appreciation. End of quote.
For any royal information heard on today's show, check us out at rightroyalroundup.com.au.
King Philip Alexander and Queen Maxima have issued a statement following the attack in Utrecht on Monday, the 18th of March, 2019. We have translated their speech into English with some help. We are deeply saddened by the fact that three people were killed in attack in Utrecht and others were seriously injured. We are deeply sympathetic to the victims and their families. Violent acts such as these are completely unacceptable. This is a breach of a society in which people can feel safe and where freedom and tolerance prevail. We are grateful to all aid workers who are currently working for those affected. We are in mind with the people of Utrecht, end of quote. According to reports, a Turkish-born man killed three people, a 19-year-old woman and two men, and wounded five others on a tram in Utrecht early that day. Prime Minister Mark Rutte has issued a request that all government buildings, including local councils and embassies overseas, fly the Dutch flag at half-mast on Tuesday, the 19th of March, as a mark of respect for the victims. A statement from the Royal Palace said King Willem Alexander and Queen Maxima visited the police station on the Marco Polo Line in Utrecht on Thursday, the 21st of March. The royal couple spoke with aid workers involved in the terrorist attack 3 days earlier. That's all we have for this week. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to your company again next week.
You've been listening to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. Tune in next week for more of the latest royal news from around the world. And don't forget to like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup. Or visit our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.